But there's a thing going on. Do you know someone maybe in your family dealing with substance misuse, maybe substance addiction? There's a survey going on. Let's get the deets on this. Eaton County Communication Director Logan Bailey joins us. Talk about this whole survey going on through Saturday, by the way, and what they're going to do with it. Hey, Logan, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
A lot of people have members of their family, maybe themselves, involved in substance abuse, substance misuse. So this survey, what is this survey ask? Who is it targeted at, and what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So Eaton County wants to hear from folks with lived experience with substance use, those most impacted directly by it. The opioid epidemic is hitting everyone, and it's coming to a head right now with these opioid settlement funds coming through the state. And so we launched a community survey as part of our planning process. And this community survey, it is open until tomorrow, 11:59 p.m. We're looking for people that have experience with substance use, their family, their friends. Maybe your occupation is impacted by it. So that means, healthcare, emergency responders, public safety, or community organizations. But also, if you're an Eaton County resident and you just have something you'd like to add, we encourage you to take the survey, too.
Okay, and the word misuse is used, but never abuse, or I haven't seen that anyway. What's the distinction here?
Yeah, so it's really substance use or misuse. It's a delicate dance around, if somebody is abusing something or something like that, it isn't necessarily their fault. It isn't necessarily, it could have been caused by, unfortunately, they get a prescription for something and it causes addiction. And, we wanted to be careful and to invite folks to the table to actually come, sit down, take a survey, sit down with Eaton County officials, sit down in this strategic planning process around substance use, substance misuse. We don't want to say, hey, are you abusing a drug? Come talk to us. That's not inviting someone to the table.
Right, because they're gonna go, whoa, wait a minute, I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Right, and that's not our plan.
So somebody comes, they take this survey. How long does it take? Where do they find it? And then what do you do with the information?
Yeah, so go to eatoncounty.org, right on our homepage, click the substance use strategic plan, the big yellow button. It'll take you to the survey, and it can also, it'll share information around what Eaton County's doing. So back in November, the Eaton County Board of Commissioners moved forward with a strategic planning process on substance use and misuse. It's being facilitated by the Barry Eaton District Health Department, so we're partnering with them. And essentially, the health department is compiling data, working and talking to individuals from across the community to draft a strategic plan that will help the Board of Commissioners get an actual understanding of the opioid epidemic that's impacting our community specifically. So it's going to include data. It's going to include what services are around, what gaps in services there are, and what's working, what's not working, and give recommendations to the board on how they can address this epidemic. And this sort of came about because, Eaton County is expecting to receive nearly $400,000 annually for about the next 18 years from the opioid settlement funds. And the board, they get this money, they hear this, and they're like, okay, we want to be intentional and make an informed decision about where we throw this money. Do we want to invest in current infrastructure around combating the epidemic? Do we need new services? Do we want to try and open it up to that? And so they really wanted to, partner with the health department and figure out, where is our community at with this opioid epidemic so that we can make an informed decision.
So, and we're talking with Logan Bailey, Eaton County. He's the director of communications. And this survey going on through midnight tomorrow night, 11:59. So if you think of the opioid epidemic, and it is, as a pipeline or maybe a long cardboard tube, like paper towel tube or something. You got one end, you've got supply. The other end, you've got misuse and people getting addicted. And it's one, from what I'm told, one time use stuck in something you don't even know is there. And then you can be addicted or even dead. So let me ask you this money, you're using this survey to figure out where can it be used most effectively, right? Mm-hmm. So most of it, it sounds, is going to be going on the back end. That is, people who use, people who get it and are hooked or addicted or what have you. How do you do treatment? Is any of the money going on the front end to stem the tide of it coming in or where it's coming from?
Yeah, so part of the, you know, with this money, you know, there's specific parameters around how we spend it and how we report on it, and there's use limitations, and part of it is we have to spend it on opioid mitigation. So we really want to combat it at the start as best as we can, as well as, you know, that doesn't mean pull funding or remove any infrastructure around, you know, post-care. But yeah, part of that dance is doing upfront and be reactionary, but also be preventative as much as we can.
Yeah. Logan, remind everybody, because you can do it right now. How long does it take to take the survey, you think?
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes. It depending on the information you give in, and it's completely anonymous, you know, it'll prompt you with different questions.
All right. Remind everybody where to find it. Easy to find, I would hope. And 10, 15 minutes of your time, if... Not everybody, but if you're impacted or you have, virtually it can be everybody, because loved ones, emergency responders, if you're affected in any way, you want people to take this, right, this survey?
Absolutely. Yep, you can find it right at eatoncounty.org, right on the homepage there. You can find it in our county news section, and you can find it all over our social media and the Barry Eaton District Health Department social media, too. Odds are you've probably seen it cross your feed at some point, and it is open until tomorrow, 11:59.
All right, Logan Bailey, go have a good weekend. You're going to be busy, sounds like.
Yeah,
we appreciate your time. All right, buddy. See ya.
Bye.
1320 WILS, Mike Austin back in just a minute.